Again, the mouse maid remembered attacking Gabool with the sword when her life was threatened. This time it was not only her, but also three good friends who were in danger of being slain. Marielle felt the old storm rise within her. Grabbing the ropes that bound them, she knotted the ends and passed them to Dandan and Duddy.
These will have to do as gull whackers. Get thumping, Tarquin!
The hare needed no second bidding. He pounded his long hind legs against the hollow trunk, raising his voice to join the others.
We are creatures of Red Wall! We are creatures of Red Wall!
The first wave of the Flitcheye mob struck them, armed with sticks and small daggers. Marielle and her comrades thwacked away at them with their knotted ropes for all they were worth. Most of the Flitcheye were repulsed, some knocked senseless, whilst others, half-conscious, clung onto the bodies of their attackers. Snidger stayed well back, swinging the sword as he urged a fresh wave of attackers to the fray.
Get him, old Flitcheye! Grab him! Hold him! I cut him up with this sword!
Duddy Quill went down, felled by a heavy blow. Dandan and Marielle stood shoulder to shoulder, swinging their knotted ropes. Tarquin lay on his back, pounding the oak with his hind paws, while he lashed out at the enemy with his front paws, joining voice with his companions.
We are creatures of Red Wall! We are creatures of Red Wall!
They were struggling against the odds, more so when Snidger gathered a fresh batch of Flitcheye about him and headed the charge at his weakened opponents.
The clever beast's falling now! Get him, Flitcheye!
Marielle and Dandan went down beneath the masses of weed-clad bodies, still shouting as they were submerged beneath the Flitcheye mob.
We are creatures of Red Wall!
Thick white fog enveloped both sea and shore, as if the very clouds had dropped out of the sky. Sound was muted, and nowhere was there vision or sight for more than a paw's length. Rawnblade Widestripe chuckled grimly to himself as he donned the long spiked helmet he always wore with his battle armour. Salamandaston was deserted. He had sent out all his hares to patrol on one pretext or another, some to the south, others to the east. The great Badger Lord pulled down the helmet visor, focusing happily through the twin slits. Rawnblade's eyes should have been tired, but they were not. He had lain awake most of the night, listening to the muffled silence fog brought in its wake, restless, turning. Rawnblade had finally left his beloved mountain to stroll on the tide line along the shore by Salamandaston. That was when he heard it. The sickening crunch of ship's timbers upon rock was unmistakable. The Sea Rat Captain Orgai was below sleeping when he was thrown forcibly from his bunk onto the cabin floor. Shouts from the wave blades two lookouts brought him scrambling up on deck.
Belay! We've run aground in this cursed fog!
Hell's teeth! She's run bow onto a reef!
Rawnblade had strained his ears to catch the shouts from the wave blade.
Captain Orgai, what'll we do?
Bilge scum, you've been sleeping on watch! If she breaks her keel on these blasted rocks, I'll rip out your livers! Get over the side onto the reef and see how she looks! Move yourselves!
Captain, she's nose up on the stones, hold near the waterline and trapped tighter than me between your teeth. What do we do?
What can we do, slobhead? There's naught for it but to wait till this fog clears. Mayhaps we can beach her for repairs then.
Rawnblade expanded his massive chest, letting out a great sigh of pure joy at the memory of his night's stroll. It was not often the big badger got a shipload of sea rats delivered to his doorstep. That was why he had sent his hares away. The Lord of Salamandaston wanted this one all to himself. Picking up his formidable broadsword, he swung it easily across his shoulders and strode silently back to the tide line. Standing with waves lapping his studded leg greaves, Rawnblade Widestripe resembled a great carved statue set at the edge of the sea. Fog swirled about his armoured body as he listened to the sounds of the cursing sea rats who were waiting for the fog to lift. So was Rawnblade. He remembered the dead bodies of his three hares, swaying in the shallows of the tide line, the work of sea rats. A huge rumble of satisfaction welled up in his throat as he anticipated loosing his wrathful battle sword upon Orgai and the Waveblade's crew. Colonel Clary notched an arrow to his bow, and the other two members of the Long Patrol followed his example. The fog had thinned to a milky river mist in the creek where the Dark Queen lay crippled. Clary's ears stood straight up as he listened to the noise of the Dark Queen's crew. They were crashing heedlessly through bush and shrub, careless and noisy as they made their way back to the ship. Ringtail was first to spot the Dark Queen's masts amid the forest greenery. He dashed forward with the light mist swirling about him.
Ahoy, mates! There she lies, the Dark Queen!
Even as the rest of the crew dashed forward, they saw Ringtail fall with a gurgle, an arrow through his neck.
Don't get down! The ship's been boarded!
Roared Big Fang,